Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Getting Rid of Baggage, was written by Jennifer Benson Schult. In college, I studied William Shakespeare's writing for a semester. The class required a giant textbook containing everything Shakespeare had ever written. The book weighed several pounds, and I had to carry it for hours at a time. Lugging that weight around caused my back to hurt, and it eventually broke a metal fastener on my book bag. Some things are just too heavy for us to carry. Emotional baggage from past hurt, for example, can weigh us down with bitterness and hatred. But God wants us to have freedom through forgiving people and, when possible, reconciling with them. The deeper the pain, the longer this may take. That's okay. In Genesis 27, it took many years for Esau to forgive Jacob for stealing his birthright and blessing. When the two finally reunited, Esau graciously forgave his brother and even embraced him. Not a word was exchanged before they both burst into tears. Over time, Esau had let go of the anger that made him consider murder, and all those years gave Jacob the chance to see the magnitude of how he'd harmed his brother. He was humble and respectful throughout the reunion. In the end, both brothers came to the place where neither required anything from the other. It was enough to forgive and be forgiven and walk away free from the heavy baggage of the past. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 33, verses 1 through 11. Jacob looked up, and there was Esau, coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female servants. He put the female servants and their children in front, Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph in the rear. He himself went on ahead and bowed down to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. "Who are these with you?" he asked. Jacob answered, "They are the children God has graciously given your servant." Then the female servants and their children approached and bowed down. Next, Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down. Esau asked, "What's the meaning of all these flocks and herds I met?" "To find favor in your eyes, my lord," he said. But Esau said, "I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." "No, please," said Jacob. "If I have found favor in your eyes, accept this gift from me. For to see your face is like seeing the face of God, now that you have received me favorably. Please accept the present that was brought to you, for God has been gracious to me, and I have all I need." And because Jacob insisted, Esau accepted it. Let's pray. Dear God, when we've hurt someone, give us the strength to go to them and to seek forgiveness. And if we've been hurt, please soothe our hurting hearts and help us to grant forgiveness. May we find freedom in letting go of past hurts and embracing your healing. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.